This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
This live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all of the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sessions, traveling challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, the weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 114,000 other subscribers who see a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And it's Sunday, July 26, 2009, and this is the July 2009 live show of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudiosCentral.com. Joining me on today's show is Len Testa, co-author of the Unofficial Guide to Walt Disney World. Len, summer is half over. How is yours going so far?
It's actually going pretty well. I started running again. I have a trip to Walt Disney World coming up in a couple days. And I learned something interesting about my family this weekend, or how my family views me. This is a direct quote from Hannah. "Dad, you're all about computers." And then she paused for a second and said, "Computers and pirates." I like that quite a bit.
Also joining us on today's show is Mike Scopa, a senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
Now I've completely lost my train of thought.
Timekeeper?
Nope.
Me.
Me?
Now I've completely lost my train of thought.
It's said by Eric Idle.
Big imagination?
Right.
Imagination.
And also joining us on today's show is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, Matt. Just a real quick announcement. The Shoutcast stream seemed to have crashed, so anyone listening on Shoutcast is going to be delayed. So bear with me.
And also joining us on today's show is the fabulous Annette Owens of AMI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette.
Hey, you know, kind of interesting that my other job lets me have vacation. You guys, however,
That's right, and that is broadcasting from Hilton Head Resort, the DVC Resort over in South Carolina. How is it over there?
Nice and sunny and warm and humid. Sounds like Florida.
Exactly. And it's been brutally hot over here. But you're listening to the July 2009 live show here on Mouse World Radio, and you can call in. And don't forget, our chat is open at WDWtoday.com. There's a link for our chat room over there. It's free. It's easy to use. We've already got a lot of people in chat. It's a lot of fun. And we'll start things out this show with a call from Mark. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Yeah, it's Mark from New York. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
I could ask Mark a question.
On the chat board.
Mark, sure. Before we go, how do you always get in first?
I call during the song.
He has like a knack because he always gets in first, and I'm amazed.
My aunt beat me last month, so.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I got a couple questions for you. I was at the 500th episode, you guys, of your show at MouseFest, and I received one of those ring or the bells on the table. You can hear it.
Awesome.
I'd love to bring it to Magic Meet to have you guys sign it, if you would. Because I forgot in the rush of Mouse Fest, I forgot to have you guys sign it. So I know Len won't be there. So I have one question for you guys. It concerns Epcot and Kim Possible. Have any of you done any of the adventures?
I have.
Yes,
okay.
I've done them all.
Okay, I'm going in August with my 11-year-old son and my 10-year-old niece, and was wondering which would be the best countries to do. We'll probably only have time for maybe one or two. And then my follow-up question to that is, can you explain the process of getting the tickets for it and what's the best place to go to get the Fast Pass or whatever they have to do it?
Well, I believe it's in Interventions, one of the places that you can go to sign up and register for the Kim Possible Adventures. I think that I would recommend Germany and Japan.
Definitely
I'd
Japan.
Say those are right at the top of my list. You've done them, Len? Have you done them?
I haven't done them yet. I'm going to do them this coming Friday, actually. I've got like five kids recruited on Friday to do it. We're actually going to try and do all the adventures between the five kids, so it's going to take a few hours. But I'm also doing the Segway tour around the World Showcase on Friday, so that'll be fun.
Is it possible to do them all five?
You know, they're about 30 minutes. There are seven adventures, if I recall correctly. Each of them take between 30 and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to have to allocate 3.5 to 5 hours to do that.
Yeah.
Cell phone, you'd have to go back and get another pass for a different country.
You can make reservations for all of them ahead of time. So you can specify which ones you want to do.
Must be using one of those Kim Possible communicators or something.
Kim Possible.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, thanks, guys, for your podcast. It's wonderful. And one quick last question. Are you planning anything special for the 600?
I guess that's a no.
All right. Let's take our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name's Jack from New Jersey.
Hey, Jack.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, good. What can we do for you?
I'm just trying to call into the show. I have a few questions.
Hey, Jack.
You're live on the air.
Jack, let me ask you this question real quick, though. Before we begin, you wouldn't happen to be a mayor involved in any corruption scandals in New Jersey, would you?
No, unfortunately.
Are you interested in running for public office? Because I understand, apparently, the number of people who can do so now is drastically limited.
Yeah, we like to call it the communist state of New Jersey here.
Okay, all right, got it. Anyway, your question.
Yeah, hi. We're coming down. Well, by the way, I love your show. You guys do a great job. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I got a pretty large group coming down in October, October 30th to November 7th, and 14 people to be exact.
Wow.
Yeah, we were looking to do the Fantasmic show on the 31st, Halloween Day, and I have a group of 14 people, and we were trying to decide whether we should do the Fantasmic package or whether we should just try to see if we can get in, you know, waiting in line in a regular fashion there.
I would recommend getting in the regular line over there. It's going to be packed. It's going to be busy, but if you get there a good 45 to 60 minutes, I think you'll be okay.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And then I guess the other question is we're trying to get in early that morning. Actually, we're gonna do the Animal Kingdom that first thing that morning on the 31st. What time do the parking lots usually open up where you can get in and park?
It's a great question. Actually, it's something that a lot of people overlook. So Animal Kingdom parking lot could open later. I mean, it could open as late. I've been there driving when it's open as late as 8:45.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the thing. Remember, we used to say for the longest time, if you've been listening to the show for a while, we used to say the only park that it made sense to take Disney transportation to was the Magic Kingdom. But I think, you know, if you don't know what schedule they're going to use for opening the parking lot at the Animal Kingdom, it's probably a safe bet to use Disney transportation for that too. And I gotta say this cynically, right? It's okay. In Disney's best interest to encourage people not to use their car, because when they encourage you not to use your car, you're more dependent on Disney, and then you can use their restaurants more.
Mm-hmm.
You're less likely to go off property for things.
Okay.
So the Animal Kingdom parking lot could open as late as 8:45. So you might want to take Disney transportation.
Wow. Because I actually was going to try to get the an ADR for the Donald Safari breakfast at the Tusker House.
I like the breakfast, actually. So I think that's it's a good choice.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I think their first breakfast that morning, ADR, is 8 a.m. So how would you accomplish?
So what do you mean in terms of how you're going to get the ADR itself?
Well, how would you get in the park if you have an 8 a.m. reservation and they don't start to transit?
That's the thing. I mean, you have to go around, or you have to get out of the car and talk to somebody about it. I think it's easier to just you know, and if there's no one there, or if they're committed doing something else, or God forbid there's a traffic accident,
So the transportation services start up earlier then?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, an hour before the park. So if you leave, like, what time is your ADR?
Well, I can't get it yet. 90-day mark starts next Saturday.
Oh, cool, cool.
I'm going to get on early next Saturday morning and try to get my ADR. But I was hoping for, like, 8 o'clock or one of the first reservations.
Yeah, so 8. So at 8, I mean, the park, the bus will start running, like, you know, 7:20, 7:30, you know. You could do that.
Because I know that as long as you have an ADR, they'll let you into the park early.
Exactly, yeah.
Being able to walk past some of the exhibits around, like the Tree of Life, you can see as you're casually walking to your breakfast reservation.
Yeah, so I think to do that, it's you know, just from a less stress perspective, take the Disney transportation.
Okay, and so if I got there, let's say I rolled in at like 7:40, they would let me into the park. I could walk to my reservation.
Yeah, not a problem at all.
Okay, great. The only other question I have was about seeing the Finding Nemo show at the theater there. Is that a small theater, or is there plenty of seating?
It's larger, right, Scopa?
Yeah.
But it's just so popular that
it's very popular, and they now have a dinner package that goes with it, or some kind of a package where you can get early. I guess you can get in there early. And I noticed that when I was there 2 weeks ago, that they were letting people in the theater up to 30 to maybe even 40 minutes ahead of the show.
Really?
So, yeah, so that means, because I saw people queued up, and I'm thinking, why are they all queued up? The first show doesn't start for another 90 minutes, and they all started going in. I remember a couple days later wanting to go to the show, and they were letting people in like 30, 40 minutes ahead. And when I got into the theater, at least 30 minutes ahead of the show time, and it was 80% filled.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Very popular. It's becoming very popular.
Wow. So if I was trying to get in there for the 11:15 show, let's say they have the 11:15 show as the first show of the day, I should probably get there at like 10:30 to make sure I can get in.
I'd get in there. I'd get there 10 o'clock, Jack, if I were you.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you guys ever tried? I just posted a link on the chat. It's prodigy.net/Steve Soares. He has a
love website. Steve.
Yeah, Steve okay. Steve is very. I can remember one cast member telling me, actually, Bruce Metcalf, who was director of show in the Magic Kingdom, said to me that Steve Soares has stuff on his site well before the Disney sites happen on. For some reason, he's got a pipeline to all this information, so he's probably the best source for the entertainment.
Yeah, that was actually great. So you can see when show times are, you can kind of plan your schedule for your touring plans around that day.
Right.
Okay. Well, fantastic information. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Jack.
All right, have a great night.
Hi, Jack.
Thank you, Jack. 407-278-5939 is our number. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Steve Seifert.
Steve!
Aloha.
How many more days, man? How many
Aloha.
More days till I see you, my man? Hey, Steve, real quick.
I finally made it to a live show. Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, real quick, my so you know Linda and her kids are already down there, right?
Yeah.
And then my little sister, yeah, they flew down today.
He's like,
because you were supposed to know that.
Yeah. And my little sister Christina and Dion are coming Thursday night. So we'll have to talk about pulling a Len Testa on your ADRs for Saturday night.
In other
night.
Words, bring bail money.
Yeah, exactly. and you're my safe house, is all I'm saying. Anyway, I'm sorry. You got a call?
Hey, you have
a question. Not a call.
I've never actually made it to the live show, and I tell you, the experience is a lot like a combination of calling Dell support and voting for somebody on American Idol. Because I started awesome. Dialing the number so many times that I kind of forgot who I was calling, and I almost fell asleep in the chair. But
awesome,
I'm glad I finally got through.
Newell's been known to do that.
But first thing I want to say, I want to say hi to everybody.
Steve!
Hi, Steve!
Hiya!
I wanted to tell Mike that he'll be getting a bill from the center I'll have to check myself into for the addiction I have to Mouse World Radio.
Nice. Thank you, Steve.
let me say, Newell, 420 minutes today.
You're the best.
7 hours of listening, baby.
I love
hey, Steve.
I love Len.
Yeah.
When you get to Polynesian, tell them not to bother to put the orange Dole Whip there with the other
one. Wait. Come
like
on. This is some Newell love time here.
The orange.
Just jump right in.
They've got orange Dole Whip now.
You see? He keeps
jumping
right in.
Money.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, I mean at Aloha Isle, but don't waste your money on it. It's not so good.
Is anybody listening to what he's saying? Am I the only one that's listening? I love you, Mike.
Okay, now I do have a question for you guys really quick, because I'm sure you guys have other callers and I need to pack. But so I'm looking up different rides that Kai can get on, because, you know, of course, he's in that growth spurt. And the last time we were there, he was about 40 inches, so he was getting on, you know, certain rides for the first time. Now, when we were in Disneyland, he was just about 40 inches, and we got him on Space Mountain. But looking it up online, it looks like, of course, I think, is Space Mountain closed in Disney World?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess it doesn't matter. But the thing was, I was curious that it said that it was 44 inches at Space Mountain and Disney World. Is that true that they're different?
I believe they are different. I believe it has to do with the configuration of the ride vehicles.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. They are different because they're side by side in Disneyland, like what they're
versus horizontal versus vertical. Right.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So that makes sense. So at 43 inches, what are some of anybody have an idea of what new things he can go on that he couldn't go on at 40 inches?
At 44, I believe he gets into, was it Rock and Roller Coaster? Is it 48?
That's like 40. No, that's 48 or something, isn't it?
Hold on, I'll look.
Yeah, the in Disneyland, it's 40 inches for Space Mountain. In Disney World, it's 44. So definitely a difference there.
Space Mountain. Space Mountain is definitely 44, right? Space Mountain's 44. Hold on, let me check Epcot real quick.
Rock and Roller Coaster is 48.
Now,
Star Tours. Star Tours is
40. Right?
Mission Space, if you wanted to do it.
What about Tower, Matt? What about Tower?
Tower is 40 inches.
Yeah.
Everest.
You can get on
Everest.
What's Everest?
Everest is 44.
That's cool.
So Mission Space, Everest, and Space Mountain, if it was open.
How about Big Thunder?
40 inches.
He's been on that.
Okay. Yeah.
And then he can get on Test Track, right?
Yeah. The things he can't get on are Primeval World.
Oh, yeah, that's something.
How about Dinosaur?
He can get on Dinosaur now, too, right?
Primeval World. He can get on everything in Epcot now. Matt, check his studios for me, please.
Yeah, it's just the only thing.
And he can get on everything in the Magic Kingdom, except he can't drive the cars.
The only thing in the studios is going to be Rock and Roller Coaster. That's 48.
Okay. Cool. Sounds like a new exciting thing for him.
Cool. Thanks for checking in, Steve. We appreciate it.
Have a great time.
See you guys.
Good luck.
Aloha. Aloha.
See you guys next week. And you guys enjoy your day, and hope you don't get bogged down by too many calls, but I'll be listening to the show later.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
All right.
That's Steve Seifert. A Tiki Man checking in. Appreciate it. 407-278-5939. Don't forget, the chat room is open at wdwtoday.com. You can join us in there. And lots of calls and your calls. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. Let's check in with Masayo's best friend. It's Amy from Kentucky.
Amy.
Hi.
Hey, Amy.
Hello. I just wanted to continue the whole Mike Newell love fest about Ruffalo Radio.
Thank you, Amy.
Because I just got an iPhone like 2 days ago.
Oh, did you put Live 365 on it?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Now, you know, the interesting.
And it's true.
I'm sorry.
There's ones that you said, Len, that you could cook chicken on the back of it after you listen to it for a while. That's true.
Here's the thing I realized, that when I plug my iPhone in and I'm listening to Live 365, the amount of power that it takes on the 3G network to run that is more than the battery and the charger can handle. So I actually drain my battery even when it's plugged in, listening to. But you know, it's totally worth it.
You want to know something very,
totally
very interesting about the mobile apps? Is I got an email from Live 365 the other day. Two of the top stations, the top station on the iPhone app is Radio Disney, the top listened to. The top station listed in the BlackBerry app is one of my competitors. So two Disney stations are the top mobile listened to stations out of the whole platform.
Isn't that awesome?
So it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool that two Disney stations hold the top mobile platforms.
Yes, that's very cool.
Yeah. I was all in the pool, and I had Mouthward Radio going this afternoon, just floating around, listening to Mouthward Radio. It was nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's worth the phone purchase alone. So, just wanted to call in and put that out there. So thank you.
Amy, you're going to listen to Magic Meets?
When is that?
It'll be the Saturday the 8th.
August 8th.
Starting
Saturday the 8th.
Yeah,
we'll probably 2 weeks.
It depends. It depends on if I have to work. I'm starting a new second job tomorrow, so we'll see.
Oh, congratulations.
Well,
sneak the iPhone into work
exactly.
And just plug it in.
Got to pay for that data subscription.
Nice.
Cool.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you, Amy. 407-278-5939 is our phone number, and we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Becca.
Hey, Becca, where are you calling from?
How are you doing?
Good, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Phoenix. I saw
Oh,
Len,
Becca, hey, how's it going? Hey, I took your advice.
Wow.
For Paris.
Yeah?
How's Dan doing?
Are you going to stay at that hotel?
Well, actually, not the hotel. They don't have rooms for three. So Becca and Dan suggested, when we went in Disneyland, they suggested that I stay in the third arrondissement in Paris, in the Marais district, which in Marais means swamp, by the way. at the Beaubourg, right? At the Hotel Beaubourg, right?
Yep.
They actually don't have rooms for three, but I am staying like a block away at the Hotel Castex in the Marais.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like
great.
Around the corner from the Place de Vosage or whatever it is. Whatever, my French sucks.
Yeah, no, that's a really good location.
Yeah, so Bastille Metro Stop. I'm very excited about it. Thank you for the tip.
No problem. Well, I have a question for you.
Cool, what's up?
Dan and I are going to Disney World in September for mm-hmm. the DVC Members Only Cruise.
Awesome.
And we want to know if we should do the dining plan or not, because we're staying DVC. Well, we're there for a week before the cruise. And we're staying, like, every single night we're going to another restaurant. Is it worth the dining plan? Because we can't get free dining plan. Yes.
So, are you going through a travel agent? No, you're using DVC.
We're using DVC. And we don't know if we should do annual passes or not.
It's so you're not going to get a discount. The dining plan is just going to be a straight $40 a day for you guys, right?
Right. And we've never done it before.
Have you already got your dining reservations?
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy to do the math. I would say use the menus on AllEarsNet and see what you're going to spend on the table service menus.
Okay.
Right. So figure out what you're going to order and what it would be without a tip, right? And generally speaking, if you're going to eat from the like middle part of the menu down, so like the median price things on down, depending on the location, you're probably going to save a couple bucks per day. And if you know you're going to eat, so it's around $25. If you're going to spend around $25 for the table service meal, it makes sense to use the dining plan. If you're not, then it doesn't. So, like, okay. I'm not. I'm going this week, and I'm like, I'm going to have a couple of table service meals, but mostly I'm going to eat counter service because I don't really care. So the dining plan isn't for me.
And then what about annual passes?
How often? So yeah. See, the break even on the annual pass is 11 days.
Well, I think we're doing 10 days,
Don't forget also, Becca, I think a lot of people don't understand, but when you have an annual pass, it burns a hole in your pocket, and you find yourself trips. Yeah. I mean, you know, what happens is since you have your tickets kind of spoken for the year, you know, if you happen to run across, you know, maybe a good airfare deal, you know, in 6 months from now, you'll jump on that. If you don't have the annual pass, you'll say, well, I got to buy tickets still, and then, you know, you kind of talk yourself out of it because you see the cost adding up. But if anything, you just justify it by, you know, saying, well, I'll get more value out of my annual pass. So if you're right on the cusp of it, you might want to consider it, because that way at least you'll have that benefit of knowing that if something comes up and you can hop down there for a couple of days, you have that benefit and it'll just be added value for you.
And being DVC, you kind of have the room.
Right. And Annette, we talked to you when we were in England, if you remember Dan and I.
Yes. Oh, hello. Yes.
Yeah. We're back in Phoenix.
You're back over here. That's just, right. You're back over here. You cruised around.
Yeah. We met Dan and Becca in Disneyland when we were there.
Such a small world.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we cruised with Annette. Well, we cruised with her, but
sorry.
We used Annette's company to cruise over from overseas back here, back to America.
So. Nice.
That's awesome.
Cool.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate the help.
Thank you, Becca.
Hey, thank you. Tell Dan I said hey.
Oh, Dan says hello. Here, wait. Say hi. Hi.
Hey. The next time I'm in Phoenix, I'll give you guys a call. Maybe we'll go to dinner.
Yeah, absolutely. Let us know when you're going to be here.
Awesome. Thanks. And thanks for the tip on the Marais district in Paris. That's where we're staying. So.
Hey, when are you going?
August 7th through the 15th.
Okay. Well, if you have any other questions between now and then, let us know. We're a wealth of info.
If you guys have any, restaurant recommendations for that area, that'd be fabulous. Just let me know.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Thanks,
will do.
Thanks.
All right, the appetizer section. That's all you need, right? The appetizer section.
Okay. I know, really. So, did you know in French, entree means appetizer?
Sure to you. I'm just sure.
I am just a wealth of knowledge. No, I swear.
I was going to say, we're all learning tonight.
Vive la France.
Anyway, we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Yeah. This is Lori, otherwise known as Lori Briarosi in chat.
Uh-oh.
Lori.
Welcome.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I'm here for more dual love.
Uh-oh. Oh, thank you. Then you're okay. What's happening?
Of course. I just wanted to say I'm having fun in the live chat, and I wanted just to say hello and to remind people that this week Disney actually released the food and wine info for all the special events in the kiosks.
Awesome.
Yes, that's right.
Are there any new countries? I haven't looked at it yet, Lauren.
Yes, there is Thailand.
Ooh. Awesome.
And Brazil, yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. They also released a lot more events and such.
Yeah, allears.net has all the information I'm seeing over there. So thank you, Lori, for the tip over there.
Yeah, if people are up on that and they'd like to book their events. Last year, it took them a whopping 3 days for Disney to post the info before the events could be booked. And this year, it's 20 days, so they improved. August 11th.
Good.
So everybody's going to be calling August 11th to get their dining events if they're going to do any of the signature dinners or party for the senses or any of those.
Cool.
I just thought everybody would want to know since it's coming up pretty soon.
Cool. Appreciate that, Lori. Thanks for calling in with that.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye, Lori.
Bye, Lori.
407. What's that, Mike?
I said bye, Lori.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Time for our next call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Oh, hi. This is Greg from Boston.
Hey, Greg.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Good. What?
Great. My wife and I are big fans of the podcast to our upcoming trip about a week and a half away. We booked a few months back with the buy four, get three free promotion.
Yep, yep.
And we're staying at the Polynesian, first time staying there, so we're really excited.
Awesome.
But we're thinking about extending our stay by a night or two, either at the Poly or at a different resort. So my first question is, what do you think would be the best strategy to try to do that? I had called in once to, I think, Disney, and they were quoting me, you know, a rack rate or one of the 35% off. But is there any way you think we'd have a shot another night stay comparable to the discount we got with the package already?
And are there any other deals that are available besides the back four get three?
For room only, there's annual pass, but you don't have that. I can't think of any. I can't think of anything that you could add on.
And they couldn't do the bounce back, right? Because you'd have to.
That would be a quick bounce, I guess.
Yeah, no.
That was, yeah.
Not so much a bounce back as a come back later.
Come back tomorrow.
Yeah. I can't think of any discounts that are available. I mean, you could try. Do you have AAA?
Yeah, I do. I think there's like a 15% rate. One of the codes that's out there is for a 35%, which was the best rate, but that was still like 40 or 50 bucks a night higher than what we got. And I was just trying to figure if do you know if the cast members have any discretion when you're kind of checking
No.
No.
So I mean, remember, it's not that the reservation cast members don't remember how Disney hires so many people that they can't allow people to wing things. They define every role very narrowly, just like McDonald's does, because they're moving people in and out of those jobs so often that they can't take time to teach people the judgment stuff. They have to define things very narrowly.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
You know, you could stay, you know, one level down at like Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is also not a bad resort.
Yeah, the thing is, with our kids, my wife was excited about trying out the pools, and you know, we were thinking of it after listening to the podcast the other day about the pools, about trying Stormalong Bay, and we were thinking about maybe trying to do an extra night at the beach club just to check that out.
You could try the rates there, or Boardwalk might be slightly less expensive. But yeah, if you want to try the pool out, Yatter Beach Club, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
I don't think the resort is as well themed as Animal Kingdom Lodge or Polynesian. But yeah, if you're going for the pool and you plan on spending some time there, yeah, definitely do that. In fact, you could knock a day off your park passes and substitute that pool as a water park day. It's actually not a terrible idea. Yeah, I don't know. You're going to spend all day there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because the other thing we were trying to figure out if we did, with the logistics was, I don't know if Disney allows you, if we added on or, connected an extra reservation, to do a length of stay spanning the total. So, in other words, if we have, 8 days on the Poly and then we add a day at the Beach Club, can we get a 9-day length of stay pass?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you can add that on your reservation at the Poly, but when you're adding on another room, that would just be a room only.
Yeah, so you
can have a longer ticket on your first stay.
Oh, longer than the stay itself?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. So that's not a problem at all.
Definitely, check out a couple of resorts with the AAA discount. See, not a bad idea just to ask and see if the cast member sees that maybe you have a PIN code offer that you didn't get. Maybe.
Right.
We're trying.
I was thinking if we did it, we might try to just have a reservation kind of, in hand, and then see if we can find a better deal when we get down there. But
yeah. So you'd have to find a deal though within like the first two nights you're there, because you'll run into a 5-day cancellation policy.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. That was the other thing. I wasn't sure if it was like a 24-hour thing or if it was like a 5-day. But
it's 5 days, right? And that for a room only?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for the answers. And I guess I don't know if any of you guys are on. I forget when the Tiki Fest runs through. We'll be there from like the 6th through the 13th. So.
Cool.
Maybe we'll see one of you around.
Cool.
Well, thanks again.
Thanks. Good luck.
Enjoy the show.
Thanks.
Thank you. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. Great to hear some old friends that have called in many times, and some new listeners as well. And let's keep the ball rolling here with our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Valerie.
Hey, Valerie, how are you?
Hey, Valerie.
All right, hanging in there.
Great. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I have a question. We're coming down in the fall. And this is my first time coming in the fall. We are Disney people. I've probably gone every year or every other year since I was about 2.
Okay.
And bringing my family down for the first time in the fall, because we usually go the summer. We've been there all the holidays, even New Year's. And so I was wondering what there is to do there in the fall, because we're going September 17th.
Well. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. I believe it started on July 4th.
It starts today.
Yeah. Maybe the Christmas party.
It starts around Bastille Day, if I recall correctly. No, actually, we're not joking. There actually is one the day after you get down on the 18th.
Okay, yeah. So this Halloween party.
Right.
Yeah, in September.
That runs kind of the same way as the Pirate Princess party?
Yes, yeah. Except much better.
Similar.
Yeah, much it's better, better than the. I think it. Yeah, I think it's better themed.
It is much
than the
better,
Pirate
yeah.
and Princess party.
Okay. And also,
when are you staying until? Sorry,
we're
Valerie. When
we're
are you
staying? The 17th through the 21st, so it's like Thursday to Monday.
Yeah, so that's the one Halloween party that you get there, and the crowd should be really low.
Okay.
Yeah,
while you're there,
you
picked a great time to go. Yeah.
I thought there was a great time to go, and we tried to get our ADRs, and like everything was closed the day that I went to get it. So. I was kind of amazed. I guess they're doing free food at that time.
Free dining.
Yeah, free dining, it makes it a little difficult to get food.
We just have to do it 90 days in advance or whatever. Where did you try and get dining reservations?
So, well, of course we tried La Cellier, but that didn't work. The Garden Grill was hard to get into.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What kind of food do you like?
Well, since there's about 8 of us, we've got 2 kids, my parents and my brother, and
yeah, it's hard to get
girlfriends. We've got a little bit of everything, so we are going to go to Italy for the first time. We've never done that.
Yeah, you should be able to get that pretty easily.
Yeah, and what else did we get? We got a couple other ones. We decided not to. I don't know what we're doing that. Oh, 50s Prime Time. I don't know how it is. So
I think you'll like it.
Yeah, I was going to say I think you'll like
you
it.
You got 50s Prime Time.
Yes.
That's impressive. What do you think about Beer Garden? You could probably get into that.
And nobody wanted to go there.
Okay, you could probably get into Liberty Street Tavern.
Palace.
Oh, you got that too. So you didn't do too bad.
Yeah, we did. We got most. The only one we didn't get La Cellier, And we decided we nixed the San Angel Inn because we heard it wasn't that great. So
it's not. You could get pretty much anything at the studios. So.
Okay. Yeah. The studios, they didn't really have as much as I thought. You know, when I was looking through it. We've done Mama Melrose. We've done Sci-Fi. We've done everything but the Brown Derby, and that just didn't look that great to me. So.
Well, and don't forget to keep checking back too, because. Yeah. Some people do call and cancel.
Okay.
So
if I just
you never know,
kind of
you might grab something.
Try every day, I might be able to kind of get it.
Cool.
Okay. And one more question for you.
Sure.
They're having the dessert party or something I saw. It's on the Tomorrowland Terrace.
It's all sold out, so don't worry about it.
So you don't think they're going to extend it into all September?
I hope not.
Oh, well, they may, but...
Why do you hope not?
I hope not. I think it's wrong of Disney to reserve a prime spot like that and have them charge money. I can see if they're giving it away to, like, Make-A-Wish families. I totally understand that. If it's wheelchair-oriented, I can totally see that. But, I mean, there are other ways to make money besides that. That's not fair. It's not that it's not fair. It's their city. They can do what they want with it, but it just doesn't feel right to me.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
How do you feel about parking at the Polynesian, Len?
Unless you buy something there, I don't think you should do it.
I'm losing you guys.
Yeah. No, you're going. Are you going through a tunnel, Matt? Come on.
Thank you, Valerie.
Ask me how I feel about pool hopping. That's a more controversial subject.
Or refillable mugs.
Yeah. Refillable mugs. I mean, yeah. I think pool hopping is less egregious than any of the other possible rule violations there.
Well, we've got our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Darlene from Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Darlene.
I met Matt at Disney Hollywood Studios on June 6th with my husband, Keith.
That's right. Her husband was wearing the Star Wars Weekend shirt.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Oh.
Remember it all. Very good.
Yeah, he was totally surprised that I actually did something that he could meet somebody. So now now he actually listens to the show with me. So that was very good. I love it. So
everything's going just as I planned.
Hey, I was listening to the email show the other night, and there was a girl that was asking about the bags that you could get for shopping while you're at the parks, if they sold them anywhere.
They have the bags.
The eco-friendly ones?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, we got ours at Animal Kingdom for the picnic in the park. They actually give you one of those bags with your lunch.
Yep.
But my daughter and I also noticed them at quite a few of the stores in Downtown Disney. So I thought you might want to pass that information on to, I believe the girl's name was Janie, that had sent in the email. She said she thought she noticed them at a couple of the other parks, too, in certain stores only. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's a great way of doing things to get rid of the plastic bags and stuff with the eco-friendly stuff. So I'm really proud that they're doing that.
Cool.
You know, I actually just got off the ship. I just got off the Disney Wonder, and I just they had them on the ship.
Okay.
I was very amazed by that. Yeah, they were on the ship, so.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Now, can I pick your brains for a minute?
Go ahead.
Oh, there's a joke there somewhere.
No, well, when we were down in Disney, we didn't actually use all of our passes that we had gotten, and we had purchased the 10-day park hopper with no expiration to use again. Now we're looking at with thoughts of going to Disneyland. Can I use the passes that I had in Disneyland, or are they just good in Disney World?
The tickets are only good. Tickets to Disney World are good for Disney World. Tickets for Disneyland are only good for Disneyland. You can't use them. You can't interuse them. You know what I mean?
Oh, I wish.
Oh, you can't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's,
man,
that
my annual pass would be great.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
An annual pass would be great if I lived closer to here. I'm from Buffalo, New York. So if I can get down there as much as I can or get over to the West Coast, it would be perfect. So, but thank you so much for answering my questions.
Awesome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
Charlene. Say hi to your husband.
Have a good night.
Go Bills.
407-278-5939. Newell, I'm going to bring your friend in over here, Jay.
So if I can get down there as much as I can.
Hello, Jay.
Well, good evening, you guys.
Jay,
how are you?
Hey.
Mr. Newell, you always push the Kiss Goodnight at Magic Kingdom. I've been trying to get some information on the Inferno Barge blow-off at Epcot. Some things say that they still do it like 30 or 45 minutes later, but I've also seen that they do it during the actual show. Does anyone know what the correct answer is to that?
Hmm. Good question.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes it burns so much during the show that you think that's what they're doing.
I think what happens, Jay, is that they never know exactly how much they're going to use, and so they need to make sure that they get rid of all of it. So they usually will blow it off about, let's say, 45 minutes after. The only time that I've ever really, I think twice I've seen it, and it's only been on Extra Magic Hours at Epcot. So, you know, if Illuminations is going off and finishes at around 9:40 or whatever, probably around 10:30, you'd probably hear it, or maybe even 10:45. So they still do it because they just need to get rid of all that excess fuel.
Okay. Well, I guess that sort of answers. I'm going down in September, so I was going to have to check it out.
Man, there's a lot of people going down in September, apparently.
Yeah.
Now we know why nobody can get dining reservations.
No, really.
Yeah.
The last question I had was, has anyone done the new Segway tour at Epcot?
Oh, this is the one, not the Around the World one, but it's the one where they use the off-road segways.
Yeah, it's the off-road, and it's like 3 hours long instead of two. And
it's 3 hours. So I actually looked at this over the weekend because, like I said before, I'm doing the Around the World World Showcase one with my sister this coming Friday. So it's an hour of training, and then 2 hours, it's land, sea, and air. So you go through the land pavilion, through Soarin', and then through the seas pavilion, on the segways, and you go through the greenhouse in the land pavilion.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they combine the greenhouse tour. I don't know what they're gonna. So they combine parts of the greenhouse tour, the tour through the Soarin' facility, and then the Living Seas thing. And I guess that's what takes the extra hour going through the greenhouse tour, because that's an hour by itself, or, you know, 45 minutes or whatever.
So they still do the Around the World portion with that too?
No, it's different. So this one just stays in Future World.
Oh.
And so I didn't take that one for two reasons. One, it's an extra hour long, and I don't know if I want to be on a Segway for 3 hours, because an hour of it is training. And then I've already done the greenhouse tour, and it didn't sound as cool to me as seeing the country. I could be wrong. I mean, it's a different type of Segway too. You're using the off-road Segways on that one. This is a little bit longer commitment, a little bit different focus. You know.
No, well, I'll give it a try in September. I'll let you know how it all is.
Yeah, give it a shot. And I think Newell has done the one over in Fort Wilderness, right?
Yeah, the one in Fort Wilderness. Yeah. Which I love,
Newell,
by the way.
I did that one too, just because of you. So there you go.
What'd you think of it, Jay?
It was all right. I found the Around the World one, I found that to be a little more exciting. It's
good.
It seems like you learn a lot more. But the Fort Wilderness one was definitely interesting because you seem to be on the Segway a lot more.
Oh, cool. Yeah. You guys have seen the movie Ben-Hur with the chariot races, right?
Oh, of course.
I'm just saying. Okay. it might be my inspiration because my sister and I are going for our birthday. So it might be our... You know, a chariot race type thing.
Nice. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Ryan from Atlanta.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
What's up?
How are you, sir?
Good. I just met Ryan a couple hours ago at Disney's Hollywood Studios. I see you made it back home.
It wasn't a couple of hours ago. It was 8 long hours ago.
he just came up in the car. He knows.
Blue Delta, did you, Ryan?
No.
Drove?
Not quite. Yes, drove the whole way there and
awesome.
Back.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I had a couple of quick questions. I have a trip coming up in October. I'm trying to plan for. Two questions. With the new free dining offer, I'm trying to decide what's the best way to go. Is it to go value and upgrade or go moderate and get the free dining? I have myself, my wife, and then two kids, 7 and 3.
So you're gonna have to work out the costs of both of them. Well, go ahead.
How are you planning on eating? Are you planning on doing table service or counter service?
We'll do both. We always do at least one table service a day. Sometimes two, usually one.
Okay, because at least with a Disney Visa offer, the value resorts are getting quick service. And then you have to pay
right.
to upgrade. So.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was cheaper to do the values and then upgrade to the full dining plan or just do the moderate and get the and go ahead and get it the full for free.
Hmm.
I think it also depends on, Ryan, where you're eating. I mean, if you're going to be eating at, like, let's say, Beer Garden, Trails End, and a few other places that aren't so expensive, it might not make more sense. I really think you have to take a look at where you're eating and look at what else you eat.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're all eating Caesar salads, you know, it's not going to really make it worth it.
Ryan, $25 per sit-down dinner is what you're looking at. If you think you're going to spend more than that, it probably makes sense. If you think you're going to eat less than that, probably doesn't make sense. Make sense?
Sure.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. It's easy for us because I just like being able to go ahead and get it paid for ahead of time.
That's exactly what most people say. That it's not like it's – no one ever makes the case that it's absolutely a dollars and cents value, right? The by far the most common reason that people cite for getting the dining plan, if they set a reason, it's I just want to know that it's paid for before I go.
Yeah, and not only that, with the kids, it actually is better dollars and cents wise. Because if you go eat at a sit down meal with the kids, you're paying $7.50-ish for a meal, and then the counter service meal for them is like $5 or $6. So just on the kids alone, I'm going to save close to $10.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Just for them, it's that way too. Like when the last time we went, when my daughter hadn't turned 3 yet, it was like trying to figure out how we were going to pay for her when we already paid for everybody else. It was a nightmare. So just having everybody done and ready to go is way easier. All right, the other question's a little more difficult.
Okay.
I have an annual pass. Mine's good through May of next year, but my wife doesn't. And my kids don't have any tickets. I've got a 2-day park. My wife has a 2-day park hopper.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to decide what tickets to get for the kids when we go down. If I should get 10-day no expiration or just go ahead and spring for the annual pass. I mean,
we
usually go twice a year.
How long?
October we'll be there for 3 days. But that's the thing. I don't know when we're going to go next year.
I would get the 10-day no expiration then if you're going to get one or the other. Actually, there's a case to be made for just getting what you need now.
Yeah, I see. I'm on the other side of the fence, Len. I think that since he doesn't know for sure what his plans are beyond this trip, if he gets a 10-day, he's handicapping himself because he has to get that. Basically, if he goes for anything longer, that if they find a great deal on airfare or maybe he gets a raise at work or something like that, and they can afford to go longer, they're going to be like, but we've got the tickets for the kids and, you know, but if they get the annual passes and they're right on the cusp of it, I like to err on the side of an annual pass. So that way you have that in your corner. And like I said, when you have the annual passes, it tends to produce longer trips anyway.
Well, yeah, but it's longer trips within the next 365 days, whereas a no expiration, you could, I mean, if something comes up, the economy gets worse, they find a condo in the Virgin Islands they'd rather go to ahead, those passes will still be good.
It's true.
See, this is the argument I'm having with myself right here.
Yeah, I don't. So here's the thing. Let me, because I actually had this exact same question when I bought Hannah's annual pass last year, my daughter's annual pass. I knew that she would probably go for 9 days because we got it last October. And this trip will be her 9th day coming up. She has to go one more time before October for it to make sense. So we actually planned a September trip just so we could get the value out of the annual pass. Had I been smart about it, I would have got the 10-day and not worried about having to go down in September to make value, to make it all make sense.
Because you got to spend another. You have to spend money to get it. You have to airfare and everything. Yeah. By the way, Ryan, if you are going to buy tickets, all I'm going to say is that you may want to make your choice fairly.
Yeah, ticket prices are going to go up August 2nd.
That's why I'm asking now. Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead
because I'm trying to decide what to do and do it this week.
Well, and here's the other thing. If you think you might be looking to go with the free dining, you're going to have to buy a one-day ticket with that as well.
Right.
So,
yeah, so I
then
figured
I'd have that extra ticket
keep mine and upgrade everyone else's. Or, you know, go ahead and buy the longer tickets. I don't know. I'm trying to decide. Because, like I said, I have one, and last year we got them for my wife and myself, but we didn't get it for the kids. And that worked out because she and I were able to go a couple times by ourselves. I'm wondering if, you know, next year, now that the kids are a little older, if, you know, like, for example, this weekend, I had the annual pass. My wife and kids were out of town, so I was able to just drive, you know, drove down Friday night and drove back today. I could do the same thing with them, you know, if they're in town. As long as there's an annual pass, it makes it easier to do. But whether or not it's worth it, I don't know.
I think you're going to have to – I think you're going to have to do some what I would call soul searching here and kind of figure out what you think you're going to – where the next 12 months are going to lead you. If you're kind of – if your gut feeling is that you're going to probably do what you're doing again this fall and just do 3 days or something like that, then I would agree that's probably a good choice. But if you're thinking there's a chance, and I would say a chance, you know, being, you know, 50-50 or greater that you'd go down some other time at any point, you might want to go for the annual pass. 407-278-5939 is our number. Time for another call. Hi, who are you speaking with?
Hey, this is Erica from South Carolina.
Hey, Erica. Wave to Annette for us.
I know. Hey, I'm at the coast. Waving at you from Hilton Head.
Oh, I wish I could be in Hilton Head.
What can we do for you tonight, Erica?
Well, I am going on a trip in September, and I've planned out my...
Hey, Erica, do us a favor and turn down your radio.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Okay, no worries.
There we go. Okay. Right, I'm going in September, and before I made my dining reservations, I looked at the calendar and made all my dining reservations. Everything was great. I'm a real big planner. Use Lynn's book all the time since I was probably five when my mom was using it. But then now I look back on the calendar, and there's no illuminations in September.
No. It's just something wrong with the calendar. They're definitely doing illuminations.
Yeah,
sometimes they forget to add stuff to the calendar. It's like, we're not having afternoon parades today? What?
Well, yeah. And of course, you know, that's got to be an oversight because not having a fireworks show every evening would be silly, right? I mean,
let's say
the park not having it.
That'd be fantastic.
For Disney not to have a nighttime spectacular at its parks is an egregious mismanagement. It almost breaks the covenant between park management and park guest.
Okay, good.
Well said.
Yeah. I was getting really worried.
It's part of the social compact.
That's right.
One of the reasons we go to Disney World.
Exactly.
So that was one of my main worries, is it has Voices of Liberty and all that stuff. And
yeah, don't worry about
it
that.
It really actually goes to see Voices of Liberty.
If they don't show illuminations, I will personally come down and light myself on fire every night and sing while you guys are there.
Okay, so watch what you're saying. Oh, my gosh.
I know. So totally have to do
that. I have to see what I can do.
Yes.
Land on a stick.
I have this theory about food that everything tastes better on a stick. Corn dogs, teriyaki. Anyway, go ahead.
And do y'all know why they don't offer free dining for Vacation Club members? I mean, we pay money every month for a room, and then we can't get free dining even though we're not buying a package. I think that's a little silly.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just think that was just a random question. But
yeah,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think the EVC kind of operates in its own little world over there, and they have a different system than the regular system. And I think that may contribute to it a little bit. Frankly, I'm not sure either. I mean, you would think, if anything, that they would offer it to DVC members and annual pass holders first, because we're the biggest suckers there are.
Yeah, but also it's the DVC members and the annual pass holders who are probably going to be coming back anyways. They don't need to lure us back there.
Exactly.
Yeah, true.
They're trying to sell those hotel rooms.
Yeah,
exactly.
Heads in the beds.
True to Mike Scopa.
Yep. Well, we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, Matt. It's Sarah in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hey, Sarah.
How you been?
Outstanding. Always a pleasure to hear from you.
Yes, I sent you an email earlier because we're going to be down in September and wanting to know if you want your green chili fix. So just, you know, let me know.
Green chilies.
Oh, yes.
Must be nice. Yes.
Oh, wow.
No, it's the best.
Oh, yes.
Bridesmaid again, Mike.
Yep. Well, that's always good. That's always fabulous.
Yeah, we're used to it by now.
Speaking of chilies, I made a great tomatillo salsa last night. Tomatillo
nice.
Based. Yeah, I was very happy with it, actually.
Nice.
A little cilantro, some garlic, some lemon, a couple tomatoes, some tomatillo.
Man, all this food talk is I'm starving.
No. But wait, Sarah said, is another person going down in September, right?
Yes, add to the list.
I think there should just be a big listener party somewhere.
I'm going down in September. You know what? I'm coming down in September now because of it. So
yeah, I think if there's two trains. Oh, go ahead, Sarah.
I'll bring green chili for everybody.
No, awesome. You just bring. I'll take it all, but you can say it. Yeah. I'll tell them I'll give them to them, but I don't think
the mysterious chocolates that our listeners say they sent.
They were pretty good.
I gave it to Matt.
Newell and Annette had them.
Yeah, one once.
That's what he's doing.
All before they melted at the
green chili.
We had the leftovers. Whatever Matt didn't like, we had leftover in the. I don't like chocolate, so here you have it.
Well, the funniest was some of it was like, you know, at the top of the cooler and starting to melt. And here, have the chocolate.
Well, I definitely will be bringing some green chili. So whoever's there in September, I promise I won't let Matt take it all.
You're the best.
Awesome. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, I've heard that before, Sarah.
407-278-5939. And I want to mention, don't forget that this live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and you can join over 114,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today.
Hey, Matt, speaking of which, is Josh and Sarah get married yet?
Yes, yesterday. Congratulations.
That's what I thought.
Unofficial guide researchers who got married yesterday.
Yay, good for them.
You didn't get the phone call to stop it, huh?
No, apparently so, yeah.
407-278-593. And don't forget, our chat room is open at wdwtoday.com. Just go over there. Lots of people in chat. Join the fun. It makes the live show so much more interesting. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Dean from New York City. Hello, good evening, everyone.
Hello, Dean.
Caller. Oh, good Lord. You know, it's taking me forever to get through this. The first time I'm actually off on a night. The guy's doing a live podcast. I'm like, yeah, I have the night off. And I've been trying for an hour to get through. I'm like, yay, let's see what happens.
Dean, let me see if I can predict your call. You're going down in September.
Yes. You want to know about free dining.
And you
want to
know.
Can't get dining.
You can't get in anywhere to eat and want to know if the dining plan makes sense to you.
You are correct, sir. I am going down in September.
Are you really?
I'm going down in September. I'm taking a solo trip, my first Walt Disney World solo trip.
Nice.
I've done Disneyland solo, so this is the big one before me and the family buy a house. So this is my gift to myself.
Oh, you'll love it. You'll love it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so this is my big one. It's like the family's like, well, we're planning on buying a house, and they're like, well, I want to go to Disney World for free dining too.
That's awesome.
I figured that's an even trade for myself. I was wondering if anybody was going to be down there and, week of September the 21st or the 25th, if any of you guys are going to be down there, I'd like to try to hook up with some of you. I'm only going from a Monday to a Friday. If anybody's going to be down there for, like, the Halloween party, if anybody had any other suggestions on what to do on the solo trip, I've listened to all the solo podcasts, so I was wondering if anybody had any ideas of what to do around that time.
I think you're on the right track with the party. I think you'll enjoy that. Bring a costume. Dress up. It'll make it a lot more interesting for you.
Yeah, I think it's more fun, yeah.
I go to the party about 5 years ago. It was great. We went on Halloween. It was fantastic. Best Halloween ever. You know, but a lot of people, you know, you talk to them and I have to do the thing. Well, meeting some friends from college, and it's been about 18 years since I've been in college, so they kind of like, you know, give me that look. Going in this is very funny. Helpful. Well.
Newell, any admin solo tour, any suggestions you can offer? I think the key is to be selfish, right, Mike? I mean, you're there by yourself. Do what you want to do, right?
Oh, yeah. That's definite. There's things that I usually don't do when I'm with my family or if I'm with friends. If I'm by myself, I'll jump into that bush and stay there all day if I have to.
Things we really didn't want to know.
Yeah. Nothing like a grown man with a sound recorder in the bushes, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. No. I mean, because...
Exploring. That's the big thing I could say. That's exactly. One thing you can't do when you have everybody around you. Go exploring. You're going to find little places you didn't know existed.
You know what you should try? I did the last time when I was by myself, and I did it with a friend, too, the time before, but the Kim Possible thing.
Yeah, the Kim Possible thing.
That was a lot of fun. If you're by yourself and you got a few hours to kill, I thought that was great to do by myself.
Yeah, well... Another thing you might want to try to do, Dean, in our chat room, Mouse Guest Eric is suggesting the Keys of the Kingdom or a similar tour. The tours are a lot of fun. I would try maybe the Behind the Scenes tour. It costs like nothing. It's really cheap. And there's discounts for like everything. I think library cards get discounts over there. And you go over there and try that one out. It's a good like entry level. It's a good gateway tour. You know what I mean? It gets you into the other tours. And
yeah, you know, it's like a gateway drug.
Yeah, thank you. I was trying to allude to that without saying it, but yes.
Yeah, we did Keys of the Kingdom years ago. It was a great tour. Yep. I wasn't interested in doing Behind the Siege, you know, because I'm like,
I've done it, actually. It's pretty fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's actually not bad because it's relatively inexpensive and it's only an hour. So if you don't like it, you know, you can. It's only an hour, but it's actually pretty clever. For me, it was just the right length and it was just the right amount of sort of...
That's...
nerdy science and good.
That's why I think it's a good gateway one. I mean, if you like it, it's great because then you can check out other tours. If you don't like it, well, at least you know you didn't waste too much money and your time on it.
Yeah. Plus, like I said, you can eat all the free samples you can steal. So, I really did. Honest to God, they only gave us one sample, like a cucumber. But every time the guy turned his back, I was trying to eat something.
Any idea what the Cat Core restaurant's going to be like? I think it opens that week or the week before.
That's a good question. I mean, I'm expecting big things out of it. I mean, I expect her to be more hands-on than like in Las Vegas, and more than like you know Emeril Lagasse is. It is City Walk thing in Universal.
I think it's going to be an interesting change over there. And I think I also have some high expectations. I think for it.
Well, let's put it this way: if she gets blown out of the water by Chico, then I'm going to be that's going to say something about her and about Chico. I think.
Yeah. I want to send a shout out to one of our listeners, Judy, who's listening and forcing her husband to listen. We love when spouses make their spouses listen to it. There's nothing better.
Exactly.
407.
Torture.
And she's in the chat room. She's at Tink in the chat room. So say hi to her. And don't forget, chat room is open. Just go to www.com, and there's a link right there. And
the Judy jokes are going to come any second now. I can just see it.
Judy.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Tyler and Trish in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hey, Tyler. Hey, Trish.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Great. What can we do for you?
A couple questions. We're not coming down in September, though.
Oh! Wait, how did this call get off
the phone? Yeah, how'd this phone do?
The filter's not working.
Yeah, apparently not.
We're coming down in December. Woohoo! I want to go to the, take our kids to the Christmas party.
Yep, fun.
And we'll be there the 1st through the 8th. And so the Christmas party's on a Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. When we're wondering if there's any particular day of the week that's better to go, less locals or anything like that.
Day of the week for the Christmas party. When are your travel dates again?
December 1st through the 8th.
I would go. You said there was a Tuesday one. That one
Tuesday.
Stood out to me. Yeah.
Tuesday, Friday, and it's Sunday.
Tuesday.
So the Tuesday, the 2nd through, wait, sorry, the 2nd through the 8th?
No, the first through the 8th. I think the Tuesday is the 1st, so it'd actually be the
Tuesday's actually the lowest crowd day. So yeah, that night, and that's actually the park we would suggest for the day too, on the crowd calendar.
Hey Matt, did you catch on that we could answer that without looking at the crowd calendar?
Impressive. Well, what you're saying is you could guess at it, whereas I had a precision answer ready.
Oh no,
and it happened to.
We know all, tell all, see all.
Yeah.
And great planning on your part because you're getting out of the world right before Pop Warner comes. So good planning.
We've had Michelle from Maryland on the line for a long time here, but Michelle, you finally made it on.
Yes, it's Dan and Michelle.
Oh. Hi, it's Michelle.
Wait,
here.
Michelle sounds delightful. Michelle.
Yeah, my wife called the first time, and then the second time I called, but she's here listening. My son's listening, and figured I'd give you a call. We are going down in September.
Awesome. Finally, what is that, like 9 straight people, except for Tyler and Trish?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that. I mean, I think you guys are on a roll. Yeah.
I think there's two trends going on here, Len. September trips and British listeners listening to our show. Those are the two big trends with WDW today.
That's nice.
But go ahead, husband of Michelle.
This is Dan. I met Dan in chat. Nice. We're going down, like I said, end of September, October. It's going to be the last time taking our son. He's going to start the first grade. So one last time in the fall, free dining, and then maybe the summer trips from then on. Who knows? The reason I was calling, I had a question about, I forgot what I was going to ask. And I also had a story. We were there last year, and we were just the magic of Disney World, really what the story is about. A little child threw up on the bus. We're, you know, getting to Scopa Towers, and the kids fell asleep, trying to get them off the bus, step over, not step in anything. I left my camera bag on the bus. $1,000 camera, video camera, Nintendo DS, all that stuff. Going crazy, go to the front desk, and they were great. They called the bus depot and everything. They couldn't get a hold of anybody. My wife talked to one of the other drivers, and they said that if the driver couldn't clean it up, he'd have to take it back to maintenance. So I'm pacing in the room with the kids, and I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm going to go down one last time to the front desk, see what I can do. And I was on hold, and a gentleman walked in with my camera bag, and I had the luggage tag on it. And I said, oh, my God, you just saved my life. He's like, I heard someone's looking for a camera bag. And I said, yep, that's mine. He's like, I have a long Polish last name, so I spelled it. He's like, buddy, if you can spell this last name,
it's your kid. It's like winning the prize, right?
Exactly. It's Hispaniac, and it's got 2 Z. I mean, you have to buy a vowel, you know, every so often in my last name. And I thanked him. I was almost in tears, and I went to thank him and give him a hug, and he vanished. He disappeared. And it was, I couldn't believe it. And my son was up in the, he's like, Dad, don't worry about it. I said, you know, we can always buy a new camera, Daniel. That's not a big deal. I said, our memories. He's like, Dad, we can make new memories. That's not a big deal. I'm like, okay. So, but yeah, I just wanted to call and, you know, give you that story.
That's awesome.
And, I know the Not So Scary Halloween. We're going for that. You think, are they still doing the early and the late parades on that? Do you know?
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Okay, and I know your recommendation is the late parade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right, Scopa?
That is correct, yep.
Yeah, we love it. You know, last year we had so much candy. We left a whole bunch of candy for mouse keeping, and our kids, I mean, they were hopped up on sugar, and we took plenty back. We left all the chocolate in the room because we had to give our bags to the next day.
It's the only way to do it.
I don't want all the chocolate melting in the suitcase. But it's a fabulous time. I think we're all going to dress up, my wife and I.
Nice.
The kids did last year. It's a blast, if anyone's ever. I think it's one of the best parties. But I want to say thanks for the podcast, everything. My wife and I listen. We drive to work. We're addicted. So thanks for everything you guys do.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks so much.
Have a great trip.
And we had a magical story. And I think
that was
that,
a cool
that,
story.
That means, yeah, it's a wrong number there.
Oops.
Let's try line two. Always fun to hear those great magical stories. And they always tend to happen in Walt Disney World. So it's always great to hear that. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Renee from New Hampshire.
Hi, Renee.
Hey, Renee.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I've got a couple questions. We're going in December, and I
what?
Have a couple.
No,
questions.
You mean September, Renee.
I know. I booked the
That's
wrong
a different
month,
live show.
I know, wrong show. I got to wait a few months.
Yeah.
I've got a couple questions. Has anybody there ever done the Yuletide tour? Is it worth it? Do you have more of an experience than what you would normally do, just doing the tour yourself?
No, I've not done the Yuletide tour. It sounds fabulous.
I haven't either.
Nope.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah, I may have to do that and get back to you then.
Yeah, if you do it, let us know how it goes.
All right. And another question. I hear that Fort Wilderness has a lot of great decorations at Christmas time. We're not staying there, but we would love to be able to go down and see that. Is that something that, is that the carriage ride will bring you through there? Is that something you do walking? Or what's the best way to experience that?
I would go for lunch when you're at the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And make a lunch reservation at Whispering Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only issue with that one is that you're not going to see any of the nighttime stuff that they have with like the Christmas lights.
Yeah, the campground.
Yeah.
I would just do exactly what Len said to do. Just push it back like 6 hours. Do like a dinner. Yeah, do early dinner at Trail's End.
Right.
Or Hoop Doo perhaps. And then you can just walk over there. I would suggest just walking. I mean, you can't. There's buses.
You're gonna walk that trail at night.
Yeah, it's Disney World, not International Drive.
Nice. For sure, all of the hoteliers on International Drive thank you now.
That's what. I would definitely try. I think you'll enjoy that quite a bit. And you know what? At any point, if you get tired and you say, oh, you know, I really can't walk anymore, there's bus stops like they're very close together. So that way you can always hop on the bus and they can bring you back to the points of departure for Fort Wilderness.
All right, great. Yeah, that's a great suggestion, so... All right. Well, thanks, guys, and I will see you at Magic Meets.
Oh, nice. Cool. Nice.
See you.
All right.
Bye, Renee.
407-278-5939 is our number. Let's jump across the border to former UK, but now it's Canada. Hey.
Former UK, but now it's Canada.
How are you?
You say part of the UK. Hello, caller. Hi, who's speaking with?
Bob from Ottawa. How are you guys doing?
Good. Hey, what do you got for us?
I actually have a question. It's a Disneyland question. Maybe my wife and I, our 10th wedding anniversary, and we're celebrating it in Disneyland area in February, and we're only going to be having 2 nights at Disneyland, and I'm hoping to do Grand Californian, and I was just wondering, is it worth the concierge level for 2 nights? When you're doing it for like an anniversary.
Man.
Approve afterwards? So we want to do like everything top notch and that sort of thing.
So. Oh, I haven't seen the rooms at the Grand Californian, but I would expect that the concierge would be better than average. That's an interesting question.
It's only 2 nights, so that's why I'm figuring you could sort of jump up the cost.
It's definitely the nicest of the Disney. Yeah, it's definitely the nicest of the Disneyland hotels. I would do it. I think you picked the right hotel too.
Yeah. It just seems any picture that seems kind of nice of it, and I haven't been there in like over 20 years, so it seems to obviously change. And my wife's never been there, so.
So I'm gonna suggest something a little bit radical here, Bob. But I suggest you spend the 2 days in Disneyland and don't go to DCA.
That's right.
I think you should spend 2 days in Disneyland and not go to DCA.
And just DCA, yeah. That's with all the construction too, and just what I hear about the joint. So,
cool.
Do you guys have any idea about if I was to venture into DCA, the World of Color, when that's going to be opening?
Should open in the fall. So yeah, it'll be open in February for you. So that's actually not a bad idea. You can get the Park Hopper passes and just walk across for World of Color and then come back.
Right.
But that whole park is going to have so much construction from now until, 2012 that it's just going to be crazy. But go try World of Color. It's supposed to be the phantasmic of that park. So, wow.
We got our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Thomas in Iowa. Hey, Matt, what's going on?
Hey, Thomas.
Actually, I'm calling because the voice of Mouse Guest actually had a question, so let me grab him here real quick.
Okay.
Because, well, we don't let 8-year-olds play with the phone, so.
Ask your question.
Hey,
hi and ask your question?
Hi.
Hi, Joey.
Hello.
Mangillo.
Manchello. How's it going?
I had a question. Yes. What is your favorite spot to play checkers in all of Walt Disney World?
Ooh, this is a Len Testa question.
All of the cast.
Checkers.
Oh.
So
mine is, I don't know about you guys, I really like on Main Street USA. And I forget which store it is, but there's a store over there and they have a checkerboard set up in there. And I remember playing over there and I really like that.
They have also have it in Frontierland?
Yes, I remember that.
But it's hot in Frontierland.
Yes.
Yes. Can you play checkers on Tom Sawyer Island?
Hey.
Yes, you can.
Can you play in the middle of the night?
I'll check it now. I have got two magic kids. I'll check in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. See, I just played checkers on Castaway Cay, but that doesn't really count.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, they have checkers at Trail's End in
on the porch,
oh, yeah,
right? On the porch.
Yeah, at Fort Wilderness, yeah, on the porch over there. That's a good place because then you have checkers and then winner buys food at Trail's End.
That didn't happen last time.
Yeah, well,
truly it didn't.
I'm checking if they have checkers at the Magic Kingdom.
At the Magic Kingdom or Animal Kingdom?
No, Magic.
I think there's the only places in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I think you're kind of limited in terms of places over there.
Yeah.
I'm yelling at my book.
Awesome.
Joey, do us a favor and let us know which places you like when you get back, and let us know what's the best place to play checkers.
Yeah, call back in.
Yeah.
Okay,
when
cool.
I'll call back in.
Hey, Joey.
What?
I like turtles.
Awesome.
You remember that, Joey?
Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in, Joey. Appreciate it.
That's awesome.
It's almost
I like turtles.
Nice. It's time for our next caller, and we're going to go... We're going to go way overseas over here. We're going to go to Australia. Wow. G'day, Governor. Or g'day,
oh my
mate.
God.
What you guys say?
Well, who taught you history, by the way?
We just lost Australia.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from in Australia?
Sydney.
Can you do me a favor and say, that's not a knife? This is a knife.
No, I don't think I can do that.
Good
but
for
I
you.
Bingo stole my baby.
Good for you.
Go ahead. Oh, do that.
That's worse.
Very nice.
Awesome.
What can we do for you tonight?
I've got a couple of questions. I saw that Cat Cora's new restaurant's opening, and we're going to be in the world when it opens. And I was wondering whether it's worth actually going to the opening night or not.
I think it'd be a hoot to be their opening night.
Sure,
yeah.
Yeah,
I think so. If you can get in, yeah.
Yeah, we've already got a booking, but we also had a booking at California Grill. My wife's a big fan of that, and she loves Cat Cora, but it's just, you know, whether or not it's worth going opening night or just another night. Any time during the vacation.
I think opening night would be something special, actually.
Yeah,
I do.
I got to tell you, the comments in chat are great here. Let's see. Matt is a man of many languages. The only thing worse than Matt's UK accent is his Australian accent.
Got that right.
I think Matt says governor for every accent.
Joe from Mexico. Hello, governor. Messiah's going to call in. He's going to go, hello, Governor.
Exactly.
Governor-san.
No, it'd be...
The other question I had to ask was, my wife is also hoping to go and do a little bit of shopping outside of the world. And I know you guys have mentioned about hiring a car to get out. It's probably the best option.
Yep.
And I think one of the rental companies you mentioned will drive to the resort, and you can pick your car up from there rather than having to make our way somewhere. Do you remember whether that's the case or which company it might be?
Yeah.
Enterprise.
Enterprise will do it anywhere. Enterprise does it, but I believe also Alamo does it, and that's because they have a location at the AAA Car Care Center, which is right by the Magic Kingdom. But you have to make sure it's that. You have to like call that location. Like if you call Alamo, like the corporate office, they'll look at you like you got eight heads. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Australians have only got one.
So I hear.
This guy's great.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to potentially catching up with some of you over there when we're over. We'll keep our eyes and ears out and see what's going on. So
awesome.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Cheers.
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers. Idiot.
Cheers.
Jerk.
Aloha.
Sayonara.
Arrivederci. Sayonara. Exactly.
We got our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Mike from Indiana.
Hey, Mike.
Hello, Governor.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike.
Pat, give me your Indiana accent, will you?
I'm giving you the best Indiana accent I got.
See, he doesn't sound like anything to me. He sounds like I do.
Yeah.
So tell us about your trip in September, Mike.
Yeah,
well,
where are you staying?
It's actually going to be in December this year.
Oh.
Woohoo!
Nice.
It's usually in September, and we went last year in September, but this year it's in December. And the question I have is, we've been there twice in the last year, and we really weren't planning on going back, but then we got this email with dining
pin code.
Plan.
Yeah, pin code, yeah.
Nice pin code.
So, I mean, you know, we can't stand it. We've got to go now because there's free food involved. So, what I'm wanting to know is when should we, we're thinking about going the week of the 12th, December the 12th to the 19th. So, when should we, how late can we wait before we make a reservation, you think?
And that's what do you think?
The 12th is the start of Pop Warner football.
It's busy that weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, for hotel rooms, maybe not in the park, but just for booking rooms.
Oh, what about at Pop Century?
Yeah, it's still going to be a little. It's probably better if you go on and you book now. You have plenty of time to cancel between now and when you make final payment.
Yeah.
But at least you know you have those dates set. That time of year, typically, because all of us have gone down for what used to be Mouse Fest, you know, so we've gone down during that time frame. It's been very, very busy with Pop Warner, lots of rooms that they take up. So when you're going down with a discount code, you definitely, especially during that time frame, I would book it early.
Okay.
Who's down with
Because you can always change your mind. You can always change your mind.
Yeah, well, we've already kind of thought about that. Here's another question. My wife's mother may want to go too, and with that code, can we book a room for her? But, I mean, will we have to get the whole dining plan and everything, or can we just go ahead and book the room?
You can get another room for her with the same pin code that you have, or if you want just a room.
Okay.
You talking the same resort, Mike?
Does anybody have any idea when they're going to start opening up reservations for the candlelight procession?
Oh, should be soon. Next month? August?
August or September,
yep. September?
Pretty close.
Yeah, it's almost time for the Christmas lights to go up in the studio, so.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
No, they're probably putting them up in August.
Christmas party in October.
Yeah, they usually go up in August, so. Yeah. Cool. Thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks, Governor.
Nice.
I hate the listeners.
Blimey, they beat us too much.
We got our next caller. It is Brett. Brett, how are you?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. Been holding on. I know you've been on hold for a while. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Just decided to call and explain why Mexico was better than Citrico's, and I was down there last.
Really?
So now, how much LSD did you take before your trip?
Oh, not too much this time. You know, just a little.
Couple of tabs.
Yeah. So. All right, so explain it to us, because I am totally of the opposite opinion over here. So you have the floor, sir.
Yeah, and I think most people are. Well, Mexico, I think we did it right. See, we hit it when it first opened. There was no one in there. We get to pick where we wanted to sit. It was the beginning of our vacation. And the food is decent there, even though it's expensive. For theme park, though, and considering, you know, it's Disney, I don't think it's, you know, grossly expensive.
Uh-huh.
I think mainly you're sitting there paying for the, you know, just the experience of eating there and what's supposed to be Mexico at night.
Yeah.
When we hit Citrico's, it was the end of our vacation. It had been talked up by everyone we knew. We got in there, sat down. The food was okay. There wasn't anything really fantastic that blew us away. The desserts were actually kind of gross.
What'd you have?
And I can't even remember what we had for dessert. I know my wife got some chocolate thing that was dry and nasty. I mean, it was just disgusting. I can't even remember what I had because I took a bite of hers, and I think that just destroyed my tongue for the night.
But wow.
The problem with Citrico's was the service was horrible.
Really?
It was the worst service we have ever had. And I'm not even exaggerating. It was terrible. They did the whole thing where you have a main server and then you have like the secondary server. We saw the main waiter once when he took our order, and that was pretty much it. The rest of the time, this poor guy was trying to service us, and the problem was English was not his first language. There was a language barrier there. He was trying hard, but he was struggling, and the other guy was just nowhere to be found. And we wanted to, make some comments about the food because it was that bad, and there was just no one there. And this poor guy, we didn't want to go through him because he was working his butt off. It was just a very, blah end to our vacation when we went there.
That's
but I hear
shame.
So many people. Yeah. I hear so many people rave about it that I might try it eventually again.
Yeah, I would say, Brett, I think you just had that weird off night thing. You know what I mean? I would really recommend you give it one more shot, and I think you're gonna have it's hard to probably have a worse experience, but I think you're gonna really see the value in it, and I think you'll have a much better experience in your next one. It's really too bad though that had to happen to you, and I can understand in that case why you might not be so high on Citrico's, but. Like I said, Len, I think you would agree with me. That sounds like that's the exception, in terms of what the usual thing at Citrico's is.
Yeah. So why do you hate Mexico so much?
I don't actually. I've had nothing but good times in Mexico.
See, I don't like Mexico at all. I mean, I consider myself a connoisseur, if you will, of Mexican food. I love it. I could eat it all day long, and I'm just not, there's nothing there that really is great, and of course it's very expensive. And Mexican food is kind of like, it's in the same range as Chinese food. It's so ubiquitous in the United States now.
Okay, so this is where we differ, because I never get the stuff you can get at mom and pop Mexican places. I always get the regional dishes of Mexico that you don't get in my local Mexican restaurant, right? And number 11. Every Mexican restaurant in Greensboro, the number 11 is always combination dinner. It's always an enchilada, a burrito, and a taco, right? I don't get that.
Right. And I understand what you're saying.
I get the mole or something where presumably they know how to make the mole.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Len, but I also think that what they offer there isn't anything special to begin with. I really don't think that it's good quality Mexican food, and it just doesn't – it really does nothing for me. And, of course, it's also very expensive, and that kind of bothers me in that – like I said, because, I'm sure wherever you have the Mexican places by your house, Len, I'm sure the prices for Mexican food over there are going to be much cheaper than what you find. It's Disney World, obviously. I understand that.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny. It's actually three times more expensive in Walt Disney World.
Yeah. I just, again, not a big fan of it, but I appreciate, Brett, thank you for calling in with your experience over there and for explaining it. It makes a little more sense now, but like I said, I think we all agree that you should at least give Citrico's one more shot. We have our next caller, and we're going back to New York. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is George.
Hey, George. Where are you calling from?
Hey, George.
Hi, how's it going?
Great.
I got a couple of questions. I actually had run into you guys when you had a meetup in the Magic Kingdom right before Memorial Day.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
at the time, you guys had said you were really into wrestling, and 2 days later, I ran into Shawn Michaels at Chef Mickey's.
Really?
Awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really great. I didn't want to bother him while he was, taking his pictures with Mickey, right? But it was really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So, anyway, I'm planning a huge trip with a whole bunch of family members to go down sometime in the fall, and we all have school-age kids, ranging anywhere from my 5-year-old who's in kindergarten to my niece who's in junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering what's a good week to go from, say, Thursday to Sunday. Just want to take them out of school for a day or two.
but for all of them to be able to go. And
a Thursday through Sunday, when in the fall?
Yeah. In the fall, anywhere before the end of the year. But where it won't be all crazy, you know, like.
How about early November?
Yeah, early November is a good option. Mike, it'll be nice. Crowds won't be bad.
Actually, the week, 2 weeks before mid-October, so the week of the Thursday, October 22nd through the weekend, all fours except for the Saturday, which is a little bit higher, but that looks pretty low. It's actually a little bit lower than. No, you don't want to go the first week of December. It's
I like Scopa's suggestion. I think that beginning of November, the first 2 weeks, I think are good weeks to go. And certainly the threat of hurricanes is diminished by November compared to, say, you know, obviously September or even October.
So the first week of November, you've got Jersey Week, though, Thursday, November 5th.
Okay.
So the following Thursday, you've got the start of, well, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Parties in the Magic Kingdom. And that's not terrible, but it's not it's slightly busier than the October 22nd date, but not terribly so. That would work. Either of those week times would work.
Oh, okay. And do you know if they're going to extend free dining to the end of the year?
Expect it tomorrow, yeah. I mean, really, really soon. This week sometime.
Oh, great. That'll help feed the 25 or so people I'm going to go down there with.
Jesus, yeah.
Good luck getting the dining reservations.
Yeah, to quote the unofficial guide, you're trying to feed the Army of the Potomac.
The Potomac, right, exactly.
Yeah, I don't expect for us to eat together hardly at all, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
and,
cool.
And one other thing, do you think that they'll put more Fantasmic shows on?
You would think they would have more Fantasmic shows in July, wouldn't you? Because right now they're only at 3 per week, so don't expect it. Expect the worst, my friend.
They broke the social compact.
Yes.
Oh, well. Oh, looks like those kids aren't going to go see Fantasmic because I can't deal with those crazy lines.
Bring them in when they're crying to guest relations.
Yeah, just say, my daddy promised me Fantasmic. I'm going to do that to Hannah.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. Really, really love the podcast. It just totally makes my week.
Awesome, man.
I hate
thanks for calling
in.
Thanks so much.
Tuesdays, just because there's no new podcast.
Thanks, Brett.
Take care.
Bye. Miss you.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Phone lines rolling ahead here, and we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Well, good day, Governor. It's St. Chris in New Jersey.
Hey.
Hey.
Good evening, gentlemen, and Annette, and Len.
Oh, thank you.
Bastard.
Ooh, wow.
It's been a while. I think it's time for another music recommendation for you.
Mm.
I really enjoyed episode 592, Magic Makers, Sean Slater. Loved the link to that YouTube video, the Dolphin Robotic Unit.
Yeah, wasn't that awesome?
Great. It was awesome. Yeah. It was great having Sean.
It looked like something out of A-Team, man.
I only listened to a really short bit of that podcast at first, and then came back later. So at first, I thought I was going to be hearing about a dolphin that was there at Epcot, and I'm like now I'm like, oh wow, I better book a trip. But gone for a long time. But in that video, there's some really nice music that's used in the background, and I can tell you what it is.
Okay.
Hmm.
It is from a soundtrack album from an IMAX movie that was released in 1995 called The Living Sea. Not The Living Seas, like the old or proper name of the pavilion.
Right.
But The Living Sea. It was a beautiful IMAX movie. It's out on you can get it on DVD and stuff. Absolutely gorgeous.
Is that the one with was that one of the Cousteau's?
It wasn't Cousteau. It's some guy named Greg McGillivray. He's also done, I think a Dolphins movie and definitely one about coral reefs. But
that'd be a great name for a restaurant.
Dolphins, yeah, it'd be a fantastic name for a restaurant, I think. And I think they could use some animatronic ones to go with that. Coral reefs, yeah. I don't think it's really going to take off. I don't know.
I don't know what I was thinking. You're right. You're totally right. I was stretching. Sorry, go ahead.
You've had your nose in the books too long, Len. I'm sorry.
That's what it is, man. Sorry.
But the soundtrack, it's actually mostly music that is based on songs by Sting. He actually, I think, wrote a couple of new pieces for the movie as well, and there are some a few songs from his albums. And
is this during his jazz calypso, Dream of the Blue Turtles Green Turtles, whatever it was, phase?
Actually, if you watch the movie, it's from like the first three or four albums that he did. There's stuff from, let me see here, there's stuff from the Soul Cages.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit from one of his live albums, actually, too. When some guys are surfing, there's some cool stuff from a live album. Really lovely stuff. And if you like the music that you hear when you watch that that YouTube video, and thank you very much for linking to it from the show notes. That was very, very nice.
Awesome.
It is The Living Sea. And I know that I got it on CD on a used rack like 10 years ago. But I know it's on iTunes. It's on Amazon. Definitely worth a look because a lot of this music, especially one of the instrumental pieces, have a real Living Seas Pavilion feel to them. Just
really?
Very relaxing, very nice, really lovely aquatic kind of music. Goes together very nicely with the Living Seas soundtrack on Live 365.
Can you push the can you push the links to the albums in the show notes?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, I love ambient music.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. 407-278-5939.
Awesome.
All right, Newell, take a look at your sheet over here. Who had IMAX discussion in their pool for this live show?
I believe Scopa did.
I had Sea Turtle. I think I get partial credit.
Yeah. I missed out totally what I was going to say.
407-278-5939 is our number, and we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Speaking from Kirby from Clinton, New Jersey.
Cool. George.
Nice. What can we do for you?
Not much. I've been trying to get in for a while now. I'm Indy Jones 45 in the chat. I've been trying to call in several times, and I finally apparently just now got in.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Well, what do you got for us?
Oh, my gosh. That's a good question. I don't even know if I have a question now.
Did, you just call in to say hi, basically?
Yeah, I thought I had a question, but I guess now I forgot it.
Well, we appreciate you calling in and certainly listening to the show and everything. We're glad you checked in and everything. And how's your summer going so far?
It's been going great, actually. A couple weeks ago, we just came back from Disneyland in California.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Well, we appreciate you calling in and checking in.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling. 407-278-5939 is our number. And I think Becca forgot something. Yes, Becca?
Oh, you're like, you know my phone number. I'm a little scared.
Our call screeners are good.
I was going to say, you threw me off. I was going to throw out my British accent and say, good morning, Governor. How are you doing today? So actually what I wanted to say was that I've been crunching numbers since I last called. And my fingers hurt. And I came up with the Disney dining plan. I went through all 11 restaurants that we have ADRs at, and I came up with we would spend about $1,042 on food, roughly. And, hello?
Hey, this is great.
Oh, you guys still there? Okay. And that the Disney dining plan would be $960, so roughly an $80 difference.
Uh-huh.
And then, then I thought, okay, well, if we got the annual pass, which with our DVC discount is how much? $369, and then we used the Disney dining experience instead. Would that make more sense? I need an ask guru for this part.
So you so your break even on the Disney dining experience is like $350.
Okay.
So you'd save 20%, so you'd save over $200.
So it makes more sense to do the Disney dining experience than the annual pass then?
Well, so you'd have to get two annual passes.
Yeah.
That's $1,000.
And the Disney dining experience.
And the Disney dining experience, which is $75.
You'll need one of those, though.
Right.
Yeah, you only need one annual pass, technically.
Yeah.
So it comes out to about $1,075 plus, then we have to pay for
food.
But now keep in mind also you have to also factor in some of the discounts you're going to get with the annual pass. Like you can get your resort discount. You can get discounts on your merchandise at World of Disney with your annual pass. You'll obviously get your discounts.
Room discount.
Exactly. The discounts
with DVC. Oh,
that's right.
Oh, right. So, you're still going to get the annual pass events, but you're going to get the Tables in Wonderland discount, which is really why you would want to get it. You get free valet parking.
Okay.
They get that with DVC.
You get that with DVC also, so. again, you're on the right track. I mean, doing the math and everything, because you have to not only that, you have to look at, you know, your restaurants, what are you going to eat? And like I mentioned before, I mean, are you guys the type of people that eat, like, you always choose the chicken on the dish? Or are you the kind of people that actually go for, you know, the premier entrees that they have at each restaurant and try those? Because those tend to be a lot more expensive. The chicken on the dish is always, like, you know, the cheapest item on there. So,
well, I guess it depends on the place. Like, Le Cellier, we're going to spend the money to get the filet.
Yeah. Also, are you the type of people that like appetizers? Because those aren't included in the dining plan. And if you're if you like alcohol, if you like to have a drink with your meal.
If you like alcohol, I've never heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, you know, if that's the case, again, the Tables of Wonderland card will start really paying dividends for you. But if you're the kind of person who eats, you know, you're an entree and out kind of person, and you, you know, are kind of more adventurous, I mean, you might, that might be a better option for you.
Which one? The Disney dining experience? Tables of Wonderland?
Yeah, the Tables of Wonderland is going to be for the more you're interested in eating, the more you're going to want to lean towards the Tables of Wonderland card, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. Well, good advice. Take it all into consideration. Okay. And Matt, I want to let you know that you're absolutely right. Food tastes better when Len pays for it.
So true.
My goal is to buy, you know, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd also like to buy each of our listeners food at some point.
I like it. That. And Dan wants to know when our September meet is, because he wants another free meal.
Yeah, apparently so. If you guys can get down there, we'll have a meet. I swear.
Excellent.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks guys.
Thank you, Becca. 407-278-5939 is our number, and we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Suzanne from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Suzanne.
Go Steelers. You're going to go to the training camp, Suzanne?
No, I'm not. It's about an hour away.
Doesn't care.
Did you see who the first preseason game is against, though?
Who's it against?
Van Halen?
It's against the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah, I did say that, yeah.
But I had a question about I'm going down in September.
Yes.
Of course you are.
with just my 9-year-old nephew. And I was wanting to go to Citricos, but I didn't know if that was really a kid-friendly place.
It's not.
No, it's probably not. How old is your kid?
9.
Oh, he's 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Unless your kid is really good in restaurants.
No, why do it? I mean, the 9-year-old is not going to care about fancy restaurants.
Yeah.
The 9-year-old's going to want to go to sci-fi.
Yeah, or better yet, really, I think Whispering Canyon might be a great option for your 9-year-old.
Whispering Canyon, okay.
Yeah, I think you'd really love that one.
All right, sounds good. That was all I had.
Cool. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Thank you.
Click. Nice, Matt.
407-278-5939. Well, how dare you
say thank you.
I had nothing to do with that one.
I can't believe you did that, Newell. You are mean.
Well, she's a Pittsburgh Steeler fan. That's a Steeler fan.
Oh, well, I guess she deserved it. 407-278-5939. Don't forget, our chat room is still open. Go to wdwtoday.com and look the link over there for the chat room. And come. Everyone's just making fun of me and my accents over there. So certainly that's something that you can join in on the fun with.
Although after tonight, no one's going to call from the UK because of your...
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks,
or anywhere else. Yeah. Because
we lost Australia. Canada.
Anyway,
we have our next caller. It's Ryan, Canada. Wisconsin.
He said Canada was part of the UK.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan.
I am not going to Disney World in September. I am going at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Nice.
Good for you.
And you're staying through September.
Staying through September. Okay. I've got a quick question. First off, I wanted to thank you guys. We have been listening to your podcast since we decided that we're going to take our kids in October of last year. And you guys have given us nothing but great advice, even Len once in a while.
Right.
Good for you, Len. Good
and, man. You know, and what my wife and I really like about your guys' podcast is that you're honest. It's not everything in Disney is sweet and light and wonderful. Some things, like Norway, actually kind of suck. But You know, but yeah, I think our kids are going to really appreciate it when we steer them away from some of the things that they think they really want to go to.
That's right.
And from what I've read in the good book and on answeringplans.com and all of that stuff is that I think by steering them away from the things that they're not going to have fun with, it's going to make the trip a whole lot better. But I just want to call
Brian.
And say, yeah.
No, go ahead. I just want to call and say
thank you.
Thank you.
I've got one quick question, however, then I'll let you guys go. I know that with the accident that happened on the monorail, for the time being, they had stopped guests going on in the front car. Do you know if that is still in effect, or are they still not letting people ride, or have they loosened up their policies a little bit?
No, it's still not allowed, right?
Yeah, it's still in effect.
As far as I know.
As far as I know.
For the unforeseeable future, they said.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you guys first, because I'd hate to, you know, tell my kids, oh, we're going to see if we can go in the front car, and then have somebody who knew the driver and get kind of upset and stuff. I didn't want to bother them, so I appreciate you giving me the heads up. Thank you very much, gentlemen, and I will see you in the world tomorrow morning.
Have a great
trip. Thank you, Ryan.
Oh, have a great trip. Bye.
Oh, we will. Bye.
Well, we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, guys. It's Dean from New York City calling back again.
Hey, Steve.
It's Dean, yeah. Quick question. I just got an email from Walt Disney World regarding an upgrade from my current resort. I'm staying at the Pop Century.
And no, wait, hold on. They're going to put you at an Old Key West or Saratoga Springs.
Saratoga.
Exactly.
Do you know why?
Because why?
Because they're trying to make room for the free dining offer that's coming for the general public, and they need to free up space at the Valley Resorts.
So would I be losing free dining?
No. You'll still get it. No. They're going to get more people in the
You're getting you're getting a great offer.
Oh really? I'm going to have to give them a call. I wish I'd read this email earlier and gotten on the phone with them. What would you recommend? Saratoga Springs or Old Key West?
Old Key West.
I like Saratoga. I like Saratoga.
Saratoga?
A studio?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like Saratoga. It's newer, which is always nice. I know the units are going to be bigger at Old Key West. But
the rooms are odd. Okay, fair enough. The studios are slightly oddly shaped, I think, at Old Key West, or some of them are.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas they're more standard shaped at Saratoga Springs. But they're bigger at Old Key West.
Steve, how many people in your traveling party?
It's Dean. I called him Steve.
But. Oh, it's Dean.
Okay, Dean.
No, that's fine. It's just me. I'm doing the solo trip.
Oh, I'd go with the studio at Saratoga.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Really? But the bus transportation's worse there. Why would you do it?
Wait a minute.
Bus transportation.
Dean, are you driving or are you taking the bus?
I'm going to be taking the bus.
I think bus service at both are
it's below
average. I don't think
I think Saratoga's worse. I think Saratoga's worse.
That's like saying that I can't think of a good Van Halen joke.
What dining is better?
Saratoga.
What?
Turf Club was better than Olivia. No, Newell ruling.
Turf Club was better.
Thank you.
Thank you. Turf Club was better.
Thank you.
All I'm saying, Dean, is this. You don't like it, send Matt the bill. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, I'll flip a coin and I'll make a decision based on everything that's in the unofficial guide.
So, thank you. Actually, you should see what readers rank it. That's actually it's a great question. Let me see what readers rank this, cuz this will only take like 2 seconds here. Talk amongst yourselves.
Plus, also, D, don't forget that you're going to be by staying at Saratoga. You'll be able to go to Downtown Disney very easily. You'll have the boat service over there. And of course, there's the new Saratoga Springs.
Saratoga Springs. Let me see. Saratoga Springs. Saratoga Springs. Saratoga Springs. If I was okay, so 65%. 65% of... damn, you're right. Never mind.
Victory is mine.
Well, here's the interesting thing. Okay, so recommend to a friend Saratoga Springs is slightly higher, 64.5 versus 65 versus 63%. So that's pretty much a tie. Would you stay here again? 81% yes at Old Key West, 77% at Saratoga Springs. How satisfied were you with your stay at Old Key West? 62% very satisfied, 64% Old Key West. You know what? It's a toss up.
I'm giving the edge to Saratoga.
All right.
But Dean, we appreciate the call and good luck, bro.
Well, thanks. I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care. Have a good
one. I mean, good luck.
407-278-5939. Going to try to squeeze in a few more calls here before the end of the live show.
Actually, I think the ambiance is better old QS too.
That I wouldn't fight you on. We have our next caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Amy from Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, Amy from Richmond. I've driven through your lovely city many times.
Yeah, I got stuck in traffic there many times.
On I-95.
Yeah.
I-95. Yeah, and I think I saw Hillary Duff there in concert.
Exciting.
Oh, you too?
I did.
Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff. I was going with my daughter. It wasn't just me.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better.
Okay.
My question is, I am yet another person coming in September.
I'm shocked.
And very frustrated with the dining plan. Because I can't get the free dining, I cannot get any reservations.
That's what we say about free dining. I mean, that's a downfall, is that you need to have the reservations in hand before you get it. Where are you at? Where do you have reservations at now?
Practically nowhere. Colleen from MEI Mouse Fan Travel has been helping me.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
We did get a reservation for the royal table for our daughter. So we're happy about that, but we really, I mean, I can't get dinner reservations at Ohana for the whole week. We're going September 26th to October 3rd,
mm-hmm. yep.
And we can't get Ohana, like, anytime, any day.
Yep.
We can't get Crystal Palace for lunch.
Yep.
So, and no advice, there's just nothing we can do.
You can keep trying back, but those are generally already this time.
Yeah, I would suggest your thing, especially with free dining, because the in-park places really get booked up fast. I would consider looking at some of the other alternatives in the resorts. So if you were looking for like Crystal Palace, for instance, you're not going to be able to get in there, but you might try one of the other area resorts, like maybe something you could try. I mean, it's not good for the dining plans. I wouldn't recommend Trail's End, but maybe Kona Cafe for breakfast. I mean, you can have the Tonga Toast, which is amazing over there.
But wait, hold on. Amy, what kind of food do you like?
Well, I have an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old, so, you know.
Lucky mom, 22.
We've got to go where we have kids' food. But they eat, I mean,
but
we're
anything,
happy
right?
to have a reservation somewhere.
Yeah.
And we're just really frustrated because we picked this time from Len's book
yep.
as a very good time to go. We're taking the kids out of school, yet it's kind of ruining my experience because we can't get reservations anywhere.
So here's the thing. So by the way, if anyone has the latest Mouse Savers newsletter, I did an article that tells you where you can get ADRs last minute, and I have a neat chart on there. If anyone could send that to Amy, that would be fabulous. Or if somebody could post a link to it online
nice.
To give it to Amy, that would be fabulous. Because Amy, what I do.
My other question too is like, Ohana or Crystal Palace, do they save a chunk for walk up?
No. No Disney restaurant saves any room for walk-ups ever. It's not part of their system.
Okay.
It's really one of those where you have to call in and hope that you're
the lucky
caller that calls after somebody calls
so,
to cancel.
So, Amy, so here's okay. what you could get, right? So I'm just going to
wait. Let me offer one more suggestion. Amy, how many in your party?
Okay. I'm sorry?
How many in your party?
4.
Call in and ask for a party of 6.
Yep.
That's great advice, actually. And then just say 2 didn't show up.
Yeah, make the reservation for 6. Just go with it, and then when you show up over there, say, "Oh, it's only for 4 tonight. No problem."
Yeah,
they won't even care. They won't even care.
But again, I will tell you, I know I was looking for those same dates for a party of 2 through 8, and if you want to go to Fresh, you can get a reservation.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I just was really having a hard time finding anything.
Yeah. The reason why, first of all, Tusker House and Animal Kingdom, that's a good choice for you.
Okay.
The other thing, that was what Len suggested. The other thing is why people are asking in the chat room why I suggested 6 when you have a party of 4. Disney's dining system is flawed in terms of the reservation system. If you call in with, Amy calls in with her party of 4, right? But if they have, and they, if there's no tables of four available, it tells the person, well, Amy, I'm sorry, there's no tables of four available. But
okay.
If there's a table for six available, the system doesn't know that. The system doesn't recognize that a party of four, they kind of segregate their things there. So they may very well have availability for a party of six or a party of eight, but they are not going to give, in the real world, they would just say, okay, well, here you go, Amy, you're here first before, so you get the table.
Okay.
But they don't do it that way. So you have to kind of game the system in that way. And I think it's fair, though, because I think their system is flawed, like I said. So that hopefully that'll explain it.
Okay, well, I will give that a try. Is there and then try, I guess, keep trying as I get closer to hope that there's somebody that's canceled.
Yep, that's the best bet.
And you know,
right,
just because
you.
You're using
I love the podcast.
Say, just go on and let her know what it is you're kind of looking for so that she can be working towards this every day, too.
Yeah, cool.
Okay,
so
yeah, she's been helping me out, but it doesn't seem like there's much we can do.
Yeah, it's a matter of being the right caller when that works.
Okay.
Canceled,
so. All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Amy. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this live show of WDW Today. I want to mention before everyone jumps out of here, our next live show again is going to be on Saturday, August 8th. It's going to be all day. Manuel, what do you think? 9 a.m. we're going to start?
I'm thinking 8 because the show actually starts at 9, so I think we're going to be on about an hour before.
Okay, so 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, and we're going to be going all day till what, about 5, 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock is the ending, yeah.
It's 6 o'clock, so 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., all-day event, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. The live show, the chat room will be open. We'll have the live show going on. It's going to be a lot of fun, so definitely come check us out, and that's our next live show. That's going to be our August live show, so it's going to be on August 8th. That is not this coming weekend, but the weekend after, so August 8th. And, of course, all you international folks, it'll be perfect for you. It'll line up wonderfully, so enjoy. And don't forget that this episode, this live show of WDW Today, has been sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 114,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And I want to thank all of our callers, all of our listeners who tuned in. We really appreciate it. For Len Testa, Mike Newell, Mike Scopa, and the fabulous Annette Owens, I am Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on our next live show at Magic Meets.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.